Hey, good to see you, Richard.
Good evening. I'm Richard Fulham. I live at 654 School Road. I'm the president.
Regarding the Great Ward of St. Charles.
I'm currently going for the worst driveway in St. Charles right now. I'm going after your title.
Proceed, Richard.
1200 Sturgeon Road has been owned by my company for 18 years. When we bought it, there was a field separating the property and the nearest homes on Quail Ridge. But about 7 years ago, that land was developed to put in rental apartment buildings. And this property is zoned agricultural. And it always was zoned agricultural from when the original building was put on it. And the application is to rezone it to an RMU designation to allow for the construction of two 44-unit condominium apartment buildings with grade-level heated parking. I have an artist rendering of the original project that we had with all outdoor parking, but we thought we would change it to indoor heated parking and add one more floor. So you have, this is kind of what the building, this is what the building will look like, but it'll have one floor of grade level heated parking, one more level of residential units, and we thought we would market it with heated parking, so that was the change we made. The building, we're looking at making it above average quality for the area. We have, the hallways are wider than average, I believe 6 feet. Every entranceway into every unit will be a vestibule. There'll be storage on every level, and the ceilings will be, in the units, will change from 9 feet in the living room down to 8 feet, so little touches, large balconies, and we think there'll be a demand from people working in the Grace Hospital area to the new people coming into the Boeing expansion, and it'll help allow for people. We have an older community in St. Charles that will allow people who want to move out of their homes and who don't want to do the maintenance anymore, that they can move into a maintenance-free building. So we think there'll be a demand for it. Two of the realtors that are going to market it are here. I'm part owner of Century21Cary.com. We have one location on Portage Avenue, one on St. Mary's Road. So we're going to be marketing it through our Century 21 franchise.
So they're condos, not...
They're condos, yeah.
And roughly size, like?
About 1,040 square feet, I believe, is average out. 1,008. We think the prices will come in when we put it out for tender, but we think they'll end up going for around 270,000, I believe. So we think it's appropriate for the area.
On the draft I saw, it said sort of phase one, phase two. What's your anticipated separation between the one and two?
Well, we're gonna put it up for pre-sale right away, and looking at building in beginning in March if everything goes well, and it'll be 1 year to build building number one, and then the following year for building number two. And there'll be, one of the issues we had to overcome was stormwater retention on the site, so because we're going to be draining into the Quail Ridge system, and we had to retain enough water so we wouldn't overwhelm the pipe. And we think the engineer and the city are happy with our solution, and it was a retention pond at the front where we're going to put two fountains, and should add to make it aesthetically overall appealing. And by putting in the grade level parking, we took the cars obviously off the site to add for more trees. There are trees on the north end of the property. We're going to go out of our way to try to retain all that we can. So that'll be our goal. We understand the value of a mature tree.
Do you want to take the chair?
No, I just
got to ask. Go ahead, Richard. Scott.
Sure. Just a question on, you know, obviously it looks like you're coming back if it passes for the kind of the site plan work, but do people come in off Saskatchewan, or are they coming Are they entering off of Sturgeon Road?
All off of Saskatchewan. That was the second issue we had to deal with.
Okay.
We originally had them coming in from Saskatchewan and Sturgeon, but now we have them all coming in from Saskatchewan.
Okay, so everything's from Saskatchewan.
And there's going to require a median cut, right?
Yep.
To allow the left-hand turn south, yep. Correct?
I have, if anybody wants to look at pictures of the building, minus the two floors, I do have.
Sure, send them down.
The site plan is on.
And all the units are around the same size, 1,008, you're saying?
They're all about the same size, mainly two bedrooms. We have,
there's two units that are smaller because of the staircase, the fire exit. That reduces one unit down to one bedroom and a
half. Right, okay, and it's this is three, but you're saying there's a kind of a level parking, so it's actually four, I guess, is what you're saying.
With another level of residential to make it a total of five. So that when we did this, we were going with three and all outdoor parking, and then when we went with the heated parking, we added 11 more units. We added one, so there's four floors of residential above one, the main level, which will be all concrete, grade level parking. We went with grade level heated indoor parking because the bedrock is only 14 feet down in that location. So it couldn't really go down.
Okay. So five stories.
Yeah, five stories.
So are we approving just phase one here, or are we approving one and two?
It would be one and two.
Okay.
Yeah. With the plan approval clause, which would have some more details on the landscaping and things like that.
Okay. So you're aware, and forgive me, make sure. Given the right information, planner's point of view, we approved the zoning and the variance. You've got 24 months to do all like phase one and phase two. So you're confident you've got enough time to start the phase two in 2 years. Would that be the case?
No, I think once they start construction on the site, then that 24 month period is satisfied, and they don't have a deadline to start phase two.
Phase two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can. It's open ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Richard?
The property, for the period of time that I owned it, we've gone with outdoor storage, and time has just passed us by. It's now, we feel we need to do something better with the property. There is a small commercial building on the corner of the property, and it will be, we're going to make it appear like the other two buildings. Right now, I use the building just personally, and my intention is to keep using the building personally.
So it looks like with the retention pond, it goes over, I guess, is that kind of like almost a bridge that looks like there's two parts of the retention pond? Is that...
That's the plan, yeah.
So there's kind of a bridge over...
It'll be more of a culvert, really.
Okay.
But you will be driving between the two ponds.
Okay. Okay. Where's the pool?
Well, we're looking at putting the final touches with where exactly we could put a standalone exercise equipment room.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Yeah, we could call it Full of Beach or something.
Yeah, that was a working name for the project.
Sketchum Beach?
It might be marketed.
Sketchum Beach?
I suspect it would be marketed under a different name, like Sturgeon Meadows or something.
We're going to purchase half a dozen today. We can talk about it too.
Okay.
Just one other question. Suppose there is obviously potential to do a large amount of residential in and around that area over the next number of years. There's no issues. This is more for our administration in terms of traffic flows and all that kind of stuff. If there's a large amount of residential that does come in that area at some point,
Yeah, Public Works has looked at the project and the future right-of-ways, and they feel that these two, Saskatchewan and Sturgeon, are quite large arterials. They can handle the excess traffic, and they have told us about plans to widen Saskatchewan in the future, but even Sturgeon, I think, but it doesn't take any of the applicant's land.
Yeah.
Okay. But there will be street improvements over the years to accommodate the busy nature that's going to be around Centerport and this area. Mm-hmm. Did I leave anything out?
This is for the administration. The request that Mr. Fulham has made regarding the lot line, the west boundary of a five foot as opposed to 25 feet.
Foot I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but the reality is there's a laneway there that is it 12 or 18 feet, something of that nature.
We can measure.
It might even be 20, that you add his 5 feet to the 20, so he's
25 feet back.
I don't imagine that lane there is ever going to be,
Councillor, the lane is for sale.
It's for sale.
Yes. Our Public Works Department have advised in the grand scheme of transportation improvements that will take place here, that lane has actually become surplus to their needs.
Right.
And it could be closed and sold to the adjacent.
Where's the lanes in between? Kind of in between
yeah.
their grand?
In between the two apartment blocks, yeah.
Yeah, it's 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. 20 feet wide.
And so the setback is 5 feet instead of 25 feet, but what you're saying is there's some sort of, really, it's 25 feet from the other building is what you're saying, or 25 feet from the actual property line.
Right now what Richard has required is that they be 5 feet from the lane, mm-hmm. but add the 20 feet. He's 25 feet from the other property line.
Gotcha.
Okay. And for the life of me, Kim, that's good information to have, but I can't believe for a minute anybody's going to buy a 20-foot piece of strip of land. Not that I want to take us out of the property selling business, but...
Councillor, it's the kind of a property that would be, added to the applicant's property or the neighbor's.
Mm-hmm.
Consolidated
list.
Do we have a list price on it? Is it actually?
No,
it's not that far down the pipe.
It's not that far down.
You the buyer in the room. Who knows?
Yeah.
We just received notice that it's available, so you have to go through a process of closing it and offering it for sale.
But there's a parameter. If there's an attached property owner that you could sole source it to. Whoever's attached to the property, and then next door neighbors.
Yeah. First right of refusal,
right,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'd be interested.
So. Yeah. It would be offered basically to both parties, and if the party in the West is not interested, then.
Okay. Well, that's good information to have. I feel even more comfortable that I'm going to move. So I'm going to ask. Richard, if you've got any last points you'd like to share with us, or if anybody else would like to come and speak, I understand that there's two gentlemen here, Dean Fletcher and Michael Michaelides. Okay. Close. You gentlemen are in support. Thank you. Okay.
And the third gentleman is Barry Purdy, the project manager.
Hi, Barry.
I just have one thing to add.
Yeah, you're going to have to go sit and we'll just add them to this.
Yeah.
Barry Purdy?
Yeah.
When we were in a meeting with property management in the city, they mentioned about that back lane of taking over 10 feet of our property as well as 10 feet of the adjacent property.
I'll let Kim speak to that on that was the pre-application process.
Correct.
Okay. Kim,
Actually, I wasn't involved in the pre-app process, but my understanding is that our Public Works Department had a different vision for the use of that land at the time, and they have changed their minds now, and it's become redundant. Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yes.
At one point, they thought they would want the back lane open, constructed, and connected, now they've decided it's they don't need it at all.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great.
Thank you. Okay, Scott, do you want to take
the
chair? Okay, I got to find this in here now. Where's the words here, Daniel? Page what?
Four.
Sorry, I thought you were on page 12.
Well, three. Oh, sorry.
Which one of the we're doing the
rezoning.
Rezoning, okay.
Number 7, and it should start on page 3.
Okay. Ask if there's anybody.
Yeah, is there anyone registered here in opposition or would like to speak? No one? Anyone here for information? No one?
Thanks. I then. I'd like to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.